slightly too long.
Krizmic, to be fair, not making a meal of that. 2 hours and 30 minutes, and Fonseca now within a couple of points of taking the third set. Solana Sierra now 3 love up in the decider against Jasmine Paolini, and Serena Castilla 5 love up in the second set against Eva Lys, having won the first by 6-3. Fonseca serves to the forehand, which clips the top, or rather the return clip the top of the tape. Now onto the forehand wing for Krizmic, short angle. He's got a chance to go down the line. He takes it. Takes the chance brilliantly.
Huge hitting from both. I thought Fonseca had done enough with the forehand cross court, but Ray Krizmic just held that ball on his strings for as long as he possibly could to get it in. And it's like a whip of a forehand.
Gorgeous stroke. Quite animated is Krizmic. Fun to watch. Not fun to play against, particularly on an afternoon such as this one. So 5-3, 30 all now. And Fonseca was looking for a big serve down the middle. Where he'll go with the second is about to be revealed. Well, it was a bit of a body serve. It was a good one. It tucked up Krizmic, and his return is long. Set point.
Yeah, exactly. It was a very good body serve. It jumped on Krizmic too, didn't it? Couldn't really get on top of the ball. It's got a lot of variety on the serve.
Some more animation from an increasingly frustrated Croatian. Off balance, he returns on his forehand. Off forehand, deep from Fonseca. Krizmic goes wide. And João Fonseca is right back in business, to the delight of the Brazilian crowd. He's won the third set. Krizmic leads by 2-1 after 2 hours and 15 minutes. And as Simon was saying, they could well be there for the duration.
Well, game on. As far as Fonseca's concerned, you know, a little bit of pressure on him against someone like Krizmic, a younger or a newer player on the tour, and he'll feel like he should be winning this kind of match. So he's got a long way to get back, but that'll at least he's got started now. And Krizmic won't have played too many 5 sets, he's only played 7, and he's lost most of them. So Fonseca's good record, 12-5, might think, well, I can do this from here on.
It was a great close-up just now from a gentleman in the crowd who obviously is supporting Krizmic. Had a little electric fan, but he put his hand over his eyes and looked distraught.
It's not that bad. It's 2-1 up.
He's still winning. I mean, it is not the end of the world. Oh, attention, everybody.
Back to it. Message from Emily from Maryland. Is it just me, or have there been more upsets of top 10 players in the first couple of rounds of this year's tournament than there usually are? And follows it with a question which I think is impossible to check. Which French Open, or Roland Garros, has had the most ever upsets?
Oh.
Well, it depends what you mean by an upset, really. If you mean by top 10 victory, that would be... Well, it'll take some checking. But I think you're right. It does feel like there are a few more upsets this year early on than there were last year. And I would, you know, I'd put that down to the heat, I guess.
Yes.
Certainly a factor.
Well, we are lucky that Max, our unofficial statistician, comes up with a whole host of different stats. So I will just whiz through a few of his.
See if you can get that one. Just quickly, some stats from the third set there. The difference was that Krizmic was only winning 36% of points on his second serve, whereas Fonseca was in the 70s.
Well, all sorts of great stats from Max, not necessarily the one we particularly want. In terms of multiple walkovers at Roland Garros, though. Now, since 1982 on the men's side, there were 2 in 2005, 2 in 2015, 2 last year, and when he sent this message a couple of hours ago, the figure was at 2. So I think we're going to get a new record in that regard.
Well, there have been a lot of withdrawals or injury retirements, definitely.
But actual walkovers.
Yeah.
Now, Alex de Minaur was, quotes, the beneficiary of one of those. And I...
Alexander Blocks.
Yes. And who does he play next? Well, he's going to play Andre Rublev next, de Minaur.
interesting.
That'll be fun.
We had a heartbreaking loss against him in Australia a couple of years ago. Fourth round match that was, well, it was went the whole absolute distance.
Beaten
him since. Interesting matchup on clay.
Crowd starting to file in on Chatrier, where the evening session will get underway in around about 10 minutes or so in the company of the Empress and Antoine.
I had a chat today with Adam Walton, the Australian, beat Daniil Medvedev. It's great with these players who are lower ranked. You know, you can still grab them on their off day if you're lucky. But it was nice. He said he's had loads of messages from home. And he talks about the great story about him is he's from a place called Home Hill. It's about 800 miles from Brisbane. And Australia is so massive that that's considered to be close enough to mention. 800 miles, that's like top of England to Scotland.
Wow.
But he, Home Hill, his home tennis club there, is in the middle of a race course. So when they were kids and they were arriving for their lessons in the morning, they sometimes had to wait till the horses went round the other side so they didn't get spooked by the gates opening.
Goodness.
And the kids coming in.
I'm just imagining, actually, with the enormous geographical situation in Australia. So if you've got an away match at Home Hill, you're probably doing a 1,600-mile round trip, aren't you?
It's a whole week, isn't it? Imagine that. Yeah, slight home advantage.
Yes.
Fairly weak team coming.
And we moan that we've got to go 25 miles up the road. Mind you, with the English roads, probably takes as long as to go 1,600 miles.
And the potholes. All the potholes.
Yeah.
Pontikens.
So Prismic dusting himself down after the disappointment of losing set number 3, but still leading by 2-1, is serving at 30-15 as Antoine arrives. Antoine, who is such a svelte figure these days after this crash dart that he's been on. Mind you, he was scoffing himself just a few moments ago.
Pretzel's part of that.
Yeah, I mean, but pretzels. To check
clearly
with Antoine, actually. I mean, he was being very sanctimonious about how much he'd lost in terms of weight and how he wasn't doing this, that and the other. And we just caught him out, stuffing himself.
Well, I mean, he probably hasn't eaten much since you tried to make him eat that sandwich last year.
Oh, yes. Oh, that sandwich. What can we get the faulty bowels with this time?
Some dodgy crisps from Courtney. They leave them out for a few days, they'll be off.
It's a big forehand winner from Prismic. He takes the first game of the fourth set on serve. Solana Sierra is serving, or will serve in a moment, at 3-1 in the deciding set against Jasmine Paolini. Serena Castillo has routed Eva Lis 6-3, 6-love. Tommy Paul has broken Lorenzo Sonego right away on court 7. Mira Andreeva is in action on court Simon Mathieu against Marina Bassos Ribeiro of Spain. And if you are just joining us, a short time ago, the 24-time Grand Slam champion, 3-time French Open winner Novak Djokovic went through in 4 against another Frenchman to preserve his perfect record against them. Djokovic winning in 4 sets. We've had some drama earlier in the day, though, not least Jakub Mensik, who could barely move after finally winning his extraordinary battle.
He had to be wheeled off court, didn't he?
And the big, big upset, the defeat of Elena Rybakina. 15-love, serves to the forehand, a brilliant off-return. Clean winner. In the background, the Empress is discussing with Antoine exactly how they'll plan the evening session.
There's a lot of tennis still to come. Casper Ruud to come after the Paolini-Sierra match.
Could be a very late night, I think.
Well, I mean, that's one to watch, isn't it?
I mean, I think they could go through to 1 or 2 a.m., don't you?
Exactly.
Just a reminder, we're here until the very last ball.
I'd be interested to see how Casper Ruud rocks up, actually, after his tough match in the first round. He was really struggling third and fourth sets.
Yeah, that was another extraordinary match, wasn't it? He admitted that he couldn't see the ball. He was feeling dizzy. Went off court after the fourth set and managed to sort himself out. But just one of several players, and they're all supremely fit, who have understandably struggled in this extraordinary heat.
But how quickly do you recover from a match like that? You know, that they are supreme athletes, but can you be sort of 100% next time you're on court?
Well, I guess we'll start to find out as the second round matches unfold, or the next round in the case of those who've won today. But it can't be easy, Simon, you're right. This is a good rally. And it ends with a lunge on the forehand wing from Prismic. He can't get the ball back over. And Fonseca goes to 40-15 in his first service game of the fourth set.
It was good from Fonseca. He was sort of controlled power there. He's sometimes guilty of just blasting everything and missing, but he held it in there.
Jasmine Paolini is poised perhaps to get the break back in that deciding set on court, Suzanne Longlen. That's a good serve down the middle from Fonseca. It flies off the frame of Prismic's racket. It's a hold. It's one all in the fourth.
It's going to start to get pretty tense soon, this match. We're getting towards the business end. Fonseca can push for a break, then we'll start seeing what Prismic has got.
Well, 2 hours and 23 minutes for these two so far. So in comparison to a number of other matches, it's been relatively quick work for them up to now. And Prismic is ready again. One long look towards his opponent. Up goes the ball. First serve into the net. Wipes his brow. Positions himself again. Quite a curious angle that he creates as he serves to the forehand. Deep return, brilliant return, straight back at the feet of the server, and that forces the error.
It's a slap, wasn't it? Just absolutely slapped that forehand return at his feet, right on the toes of Prismic.
Paolini has broken back. So they're on serve now, Jasmine Paolini and Solana Sierra on court, Suzanne Longlen. Paolini winning the first set 6-3, Sierra the second 6-4. Paolini's about to serve at 2-3.
You've got to think the crowd's going to start helping Fonseca big time here.
Has to help, doesn't it?
Yeah. With energy, at least.
Love 15. Backhand return from Fonseca. Now he's playing the inside in forehand, which Prismic gets to. Now he's got to get to a drop shot. He does. He drop shots back in return. And then the attempted lob from Fonseca is really poor. It's straight back at Prismic, who has no trouble in dealing with it.
Well, I don't think it was meant to be a lob. I think he tried to hit the passing shot cross court, but he sort of got himself caught and hit a miss hit that ended up just going up in the air. A very irritating mistake for Fonseca fans. Good work from Prismic.
Antoine is looking very relaxed. We were just questioning, I mean, you're looking svelte, but that was what were you eating in there? Oh, it wasn't
a ham and cheese. Oh, yeah, it looks like a pretzel.
We thought it was a pretzel. No? Okay, that's fine.
It is a sort of pretzel sandwich, isn't it? Yeah.
Defending here from Prismic is going to end with the ball going wide off the crowd's racket. Come on, says Fonseca, give me even more support. But he can't exactly complain about the vociferous backing he's had up to this point.
Well, he's got the momentum now as well. He's dominating most of the points, even if he's not necessarily winning all of them. He's dictating.
Merci, mesdames et messieurs.
Not far off getting this break, which could be crucial.
Freebie. 15-30, one all, start of the fourth set. Prismic leading by 2-1, but Fonseca in the ascendancy at the moment. Both men giving plenty of height from behind their respective baselines. Then it's flattened out on the forehand wing by Fonseca, and then just leaning back a little, he hooks his forehand into the net, and you get the fist pump from his opponent.
Prismic did well, because that forehand from Fonseca was big. Fonseca dealt with it and got it deep enough that Fonseca wasn't quite ready to adjust his feet.
Just love the way when both men go to their towel box, right up close and personal with the fans. They're getting some advice. Don't know how valid the advice is, but
hit it harder.
They're getting it. One all, 30 all. Prismic looking to go out wide to the right-hander's forehand. The Empress being a bit silly in the background. That's a double fault. He's gone long with the second serve. The pressure is mounting.
Don't know if he saw Fonseca moving to move around his backhand and slap the forehand, but he might have contributed to him going long under pressure.
Well, This is a tough moment for Prismic, facing a very talented opponent, the conditions, and a very passionate crowd who were cheering Fonseca's every good move.
We'll see if he runs around this return to try and attack with the forehand.
Prismic taking just a little extra time. Here comes the second serve. No, it's a backhand return cross-court from Fonseca. And then Prismic clips the top of the tape with his plus one. It goes wide. And Fonseca's broken.
Yeah, you could feel it coming, couldn't you? It's just, he had the momentum, he had the crowd, he had the atmosphere. Prismic's just struggling to dictate rallies anymore at this moment. And Fonseca definitely in the ascendancy.
What an atmosphere on court 14. There's a young Brazilian fan. She's got a little poster. I think it says Vamos Fonseca. She's loving every minute of it. Prismic most certainly isn't at the moment. Now, Jasmine Paolini, having broken back, is in a spot of bother at 2-3, 30-40 against Solana Sierra, who does break again. So no sooner had Paolini gone back on terms, and the Argentinian regains the initiative on court Suzanne Longlen. Mira Andreeva is on serve after five games against Marina Bassos Ribera of Spain. Lorenzo Sonego's made a very slow start against Tommy Paul. At least the evidence of the scoreboard would suggest that, because he's love three and deuce. And the only other match is a doubles encounter on court eight. But it won't be long before Sasha Zverev emerges for the night match against Thomas Mahach. What are your thoughts on that one, Simon?
Just has the makings of, I don't want to jinx it, but it could be long. Mahach is a really aggressive, good player. Zverev, more patient than him, will get a lot of balls back. Do you think Zverev will be favourite, given his record here, just his greater experience at Grand Slam level? But there'll be some big hitting, I think. Well, I think Zverev will come through, I reckon, but maybe four sets.
I'll ask you the question that I've been asking everybody, actually, alongside me this week. Do you think, bearing in mind everything that's happened to Zverev and his age now and the power of the top two, do you think he will win a Grand Slam before the end of his career?
I think it's more likely that he won't, just from a probability point of view, if you think about it. He needs a lot of things to go right for him. At the moment, he needs one or both of Sinner and Alcaraz not to be there.
Yeah.
But there are also other people who can beat him as well. Djokovic has a very good record against Zverev. And these new guys coming through as well will fancy their chances as well. So I think he's got his work cut out. And the mental scarring that he's had is really tough.
Well, that's the issue. He can beat himself as well, can't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I think when it comes to the crux of big matches, he reverts back to type, which is defensive. And we saw, like with Andy Murray, the way he overcame that kind of natural defensiveness was to get him out of that shell and to attack. And I don't think Zverev's got that in him at the moment.
Well, it was a change of coach. It was the introduction of Ivan Lendl that finally persuaded Murray to go for broke more often than not. And, well, we'll see what Zverev does. Now, drop shot from Fonseca. Prismic gets there. Left a gap that Fonseca was unable to capitalise upon. The roof has fully opened again on Chatrier to reveal this glorious blue sky, which continues to be cloudless. But as we mentioned, we're going to get some clouds tomorrow. It's not going to limit the heat.
Well, you're very trusting of your weather app.
Yes.
But you're probably right.
Well, I'll couch it that my weather app says we're going to get some clouds tomorrow.
At least you didn't get it from Eleanor.
That's good. My goodness. I stopped listening to her, well, several years ago, actually. But seen much of Lady E since early this morning. Is she okay? Has she been back?
We were on together at 3 o'clock. Maybe that's what did it.
She's gone for a walk, I believe. Oh, she's finished for the
day. She's out on the town, Gigi said.
She's finished for the day.
Is that what she said?
She's finished for good.
Finished for good. Yeah, she was with me for 3 o'clock when we thought we were finishing Novak, but
yes.
Had to come back 2 hours later to do that.
Fonseca wants to eventually finish off Prismic. He's got to be a bit careful here, having got the break. It's 2-1 and it's 30-all, and he's got a second serve. Forehand return, hammered down the middle of the court. And And unfortunately, from a Fonseca point of view, his plus one cannons into the tape and bounces back his side. And here is a break back point.
Amazing how games, matches can change so quickly. Fonseca looked totally in control there, 2-1-30 love. Just feeling good. And then three pretty average points from him.
Yeah, the more I look at that T-shirt of Fonseca's, the more I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a strange one.
It looks like it's, something's gone very wrong with it in the wash.
Or someone's painted all over it.
Yeah, or a bird's done things that it shouldn't do. But that's a good serve, and the return is into the net.
He gets unbelievable height on his kick serve, Fonseca.
Oh, geez. Now, what I'm saying with the white bits mixed in with the purple, it looks like a bird. By the way, Prismic is going crazy. Not about Fonseca's shirt.
Well, maybe. It's like, I can't believe that shirt. It's so disgusting. Looks like someone's painted all over it.
Backhand return. Oh, I thought that was wide from Prismic. There was no call. The point continues. Extravagant slice on the backhand from Fonseca. Then he goes over on the backhand wing. Now he's going to play a forehand down the middle of the court to the double hander of Prismic. Backhand to backhand. Now the forehand from both men. Who's going to blink first here? An angle made by Prismic. Now he's going to play the drop shot, but he's into the net with it.
The cross-court drop shot's always risky. It's got a little bit further to travel. Didn't make it. And Fonseca was coming anyway.
Fonseca.
Oh, yeah. It had to be perfect, and it wasn't.
Yeah, that was an interesting, dare I say, incorrect shot selection from Prismic.
Longest rally of the match.
Yeah,
17 shots. Shows you how much they've been slapping it around.
We said that in absolute stereo.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. Game point to extend the advantage to 3-1 in set number 4. And the backhand return, short angle. Now a forehand, an attempted forehand from Prismic, but there was too much power from the Fonseca racket. He holds. The Brazilian fans are up off their seats again. Many of them in Brazilian football shirts, clutching the crest, showing their love for their country and for their representative out there. Another youngster as well on the shoulders of his dad, I presume. Absolutely engaged and in love with everything that's happening on court 14.
I'd love to see some stats for the speed of some of these ground strokes. The backhand from Fonseca that won that point was massive.
The players are coming out on court. Philippe Chatrier. Sasha Zverev just making his way up that steep staircase, being very careful that he doesn't become the first man to slip on it.
Still think that's pretty harsh, getting up those steps.
Yeah, I agree.
It's tough, isn't it?
And I know I'm a sick individual, but I am waiting for somebody to go flat on their face and slither all the way back down again. It's going to happen one day.
Well, also afterwards, when you've exhausted,
yeah,
you could easily fall down there. All these dances that some of the players do after their first round happy wins, 5 hours in, you're not going to be doing that.
No. So the players are out. They'll begin their warm-ups. And we'll get a message from the Empress as to what we're going to do shortly. This match here on court 14 still has a long way to go, you would feel. Prismic now serving at 1-3 and 30 love.
Good wrong-footing forehand from Prismic. Meant that Fonseca was off balance when he tried to hit the backhand. Couldn't control it.
Well, it should be a fun evening for Gigi and for Antoine because there's lots of other matches they can dip in and out of. Solana Sierra is about to serve for victory against Jasmine Paolini, the 2024 runner-up.
You
she leads 5-3.
Sorry, Marcus, you mentioned Zverev earlier. Of course, the one thing about him is his back.
Mm.
You know, we don't know the extent of that. He was struggling with that in the spring.
Forehand goes long from Prismic. You don't need me to tell you that Fonseca has won another point. And after 2 hours and 37 minutes, the Croat now finds himself at 1-3 and 30-15, leading by 2-1, but he was leading by 2-0. Sonego is sitting down, trailing Tommy Paul 1-4. From way behind his baseline. There's a lot of power on that forehand return from Fonseca. It sets him up for the next one, and sure enough, the weight of shot that Simon's been referring to proves decisive once more.
I mean, you shouldn't be able to hit a shot from so deep behind the court that actually pushes back the opponent. That was massive, that forehand. so much power, so much racket head speed.
I mean, physically, he's not the most imposing-looking man, but wow, does he pack a punch.
He's broad, though, isn't he? He's got the power.
30-all. Prismic misses with his first serve. The warm-up has begun on Chatrier, so the plan, I think, will be for us to hand over to Gigi and Antoine after this game, and then, of course, they can bring you the best from all the courts as... Stepping backwards, Prismic nets on his forehand wing, and here's an opportunity now for Fonseca to get a double break in the fourth set.
But like Prismic thought that return from Fonseca was going to go long, and then he got caught. Massive point now.
Brings up Fonseca's century in terms of points won in this match. 100 for him, 96 for Prismic. Serving out wide to the backhand, but he's missed. Match points for Solana Sierra on court Suzanne Longlen. Backhand return from Fonseca, who's onto that double hander again up the middle of the court. The forehand's into the net from Prismic. This match is definitely slipping out of his grasp at the moment. A double break for João Fonseca. He trails by 2-1, but I suspect it's only a matter of time before they head into a decider. Final word from you, Simon?
Yeah, good effort from Fonseca to get back with the help of the crowd. It seems like Prismic is getting a little bit tired. Some of those shots that he was making early on, now he's missing. But you never know, because you can get a bounce back at the beginning of the fifth, so it's still anyone's match, that one.
Well, thank you to Simon Cambers. I'm just looking at Solana Sierra's scoreline. She is at match point. Mira Andreeva still on serve. In fact, no, Mira Andreeva has just been broken on court Simone Mathieu. So lots happening, lots has happened, and lots will continue to happen in the company of the Empress, as Simon, having put his microphone down, immediately goes for the Tim Tams, something that Antoine would never touch on this crusading dart of his.
Solana Sierra has won against Jasmine Paolini, the 13th seed. Former runner-up here is out. Now, Antoine did actually look at the snack box with disdain and refrained to take anything from it. Meanwhile, Simon has tucked in heartily.
I mean, he's eating as though he hasn't eaten anything for 5 days. I've never seen a Tim Tam disappear as quickly as that.
But it was only one. He didn't take more than one. I like the restraint there.
I think have a look in his back pocket.
I don't think I want to in this heat. Simon, Marcus, thank you very much. Antoine, good evening.
Hi.
We're going to see out this set.
Of course.
And then we will get to the gentleman on Philippe Chatrier, and then we're going to end up all over the place by looking at me.
You mean us or the matches?
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place. I think both. I think Mira Andreeva being down, that could be a shot. I mean, today has been one of those really strange days. Have a good evening, gentlemen. One of those really strange days.
That's true.
With results and sickness and heat and Hayley Baptiste's ankle being sent off in a wheelchair, Jakub Menšík collapsing after 4 hours and 41, Elena Rybakina losing.
Yeah, this. It's where, you know, those rounds, second round, third round, that's where the Grand Slams, that's where you lose a Grand Slam. And we've seen a lot of players struggling with, of course, their opponents, but the conditions, the heat, and, that's why this Roland Garros, this edition is very special.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could be decimated by tomorrow lunchtime with Jannik Sinner playing in the heat.
Sure.
So, Dino Prismic, you got that win over Novak Djokovic in Rome. You said, I feel quite bad because I've beaten my idol, but he got the win. And the winner of this will face Novak Djokovic in the third round.
That had a bit of a trouble beating Royer in four sets.
Yeah, he's holding his back.
A little bit.
Left side of the back was kind of clutching a little bit. But he got across the finish line.
Yeah.
João Fonseca, this would be a turnaround to come from 2 sets to love down. But he's inside in into the net. The court they're on, court 14, it's so intimate.
That's true.
And it's so busy right now.
That's why this court is, I love this court because the people are so close, the players.
Yeah.
They can
smell their sweat and their emotions that they're going through is just such a great court.
If it gets to a fifth set, there's going to be an awful lot of sweat and an awful lot of emotions. I mean, some of these, although this one, it's not too bad, really, at 2 hours 43.
Yeah, it's okay. They're in the shade now.
Yes, having a nice time. Mm. Oh, just missed.
Yeah.
30-40. So a chance for Dino Prismic to keep himself going in this fourth set. Get one of the breaks back. We do have Sasha Zverev and Thomas Mahach. We will get there. We still have Casper Ruud to come on.
Yeah. That can be a long one as well.
Yes, it could be. Yeah, it could be.
Because Medvedevich is a great player. Another serving guy. Well played by Fonseca, that saves a break point.
Really lovely volley off the backhand side. And I love the Brazilians. I love that they follow him, and I love the noise they make.
That's what we call a country of sports, you know? You can see some yellow shirt and some yellow flags in the crowd. And they're the ones that we are hearing.
Yeah, they certainly are. Down the tee from Seca. From Seca, backhand cross court, getting good depth on it. Then a drop shot from the Brazilian. Here comes Prismic. Oh, nets. He was sliding. He netted. The little roar from Fonseca. A point for 5-1.
Avantage, Fonseca.
Amira Ondrejeva has indeed, the 8 seed, dropped the first set to Marina Bassols Ribera of Spain.
Yeah, number 8 seed in trouble on Cours Simon Mathieu.
Funny old day. That's not over yet. 8:30 in the evening, Radio Roland Garros. Stéphane Antoine and Gigi with you. Seeing out the day, maybe into the early hours of tomorrow. Backhand from Prismic. That ball sits up high and short from Fonseca. Brought down by Prismic. Oh, dear. He went for the drop shot. He knew it wasn't good enough. Fonseca didn't even move for it.
Well, big miss with this drop shot that landed in the middle of the alley. And Fonseca is up 5-1. One game away for a five setter. I wish I speak Portuguese to understand the Brazilian crowd. Oh, asking for something, Fonseca.
Oh, the racket to be restrung?
The racket he's using, is asking for a restring of it.
He's preparing for the fifth set.
Yeah, I think, you know, the players, they have a set of 8 or 10 rackets, but they always have one that they prefer in this set. All the rackets are prepared the same. They are supposed to be the same, but they're not the same. And that's something that you cannot negotiate with the players. It's this way, and it cannot be the other way.
So Dino Prismic is serving to stay in the fourth set. Hits the off forehand, keeps it on the forehand side, goes inside out. Backhand cross court now, double-handed backhand from Prismic to the slice, short backhand from Fonseca that draws the error.
Interesting play by Fonseca. This short slice, that was not a drop shot. You know, it's more like the Federer slice, you know, that he was using the short slice to get your opponent to step into the court and create the miss in the opponent.
1-5, love 15. Prismic, the look across, bouncing the ball, reaches up, serves out wide. He's a long way back. Fonseca sits up a really high ball. It's a very strange return.
Chanza.
We are underway. Mahach against Zverev. Mahach is serving. And a reminder that Jasmine Paolini, she's having a really tough year. She didn't play doubles here. Focus on the singles. And she's now out of the singles. 15-1-5. His first serve percentage in the fourth set, Prismic, is 47%. I think that explains a few things. Fonseca's 71. Fonseca, the squash shot, slap forehand. It's a mid-court ball, Prism, it should finish it off. The defensive lob is up by Fonseca. The overhead just placed by Prism. All he had to do, casually place it, did so.
Hand against.
Looking a little bit tired, Prismich. Maybe if I were him, I would just, you know, give away this game and try to keep some energy for the fifth. When you are this, you know, behind in the set.
Oh, looks like he's going for it.
Yeah, he is.
Second serve. That first serve percentage has not been great. Oh, it's a double fault.
Asking his box about some advice on his serve.
I think get it in would be the advice, wouldn't it?
You think it's that easy?
I mean, that would be my advice about his coach. Get it in. Wow. 30 all, 1-5. Gets the first set. Forehand is just slapped back. A slap by João Fonseca, and it's set point to the Brazilian to take us to a fifth.
40-40.
I mean, the crowd, you'll know if he gets this point. The crowd will tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Prismet serves out wide the backhand from Fonseca. It's a mid-court.
Yeah. The plus one didn't land inside the court and just at all.
Right to the players.
Ready?
Radio Roland Garros.
Night sessions.
Let's start.
Radio Roland Garros.
Night sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
They are wonderful and they are happening. I think, though, this is going to be a night session where we're going to jump around a little bit because we'll have a fifth set to get stuck into there. Mira Andreeva was nearly a breakdown in the first game of the second set, having lost that set. Still got Casper Ruud to come. But we always bring you the night session on Philippe Chatrier, where Sasha Zverev already has a break of serve. Four consecutive semi-finals for him here between 2021 and 2024, but as Simon touched on, there is a worry about the back. I heard talk in Madrid that in Hamburg he'd actually had an injection in it at the hospital. Wow. And he spoke, when I interviewed him, he said there were some personal problems in Hamburg, whether he was alluding to the back or it was something else. And we know he's been feeling it, and a lot of people picked up in the warm-up to Roland Garros that he was just wincing a little bit. It was tough. So it's really as much we're looking at him physically and how he is.
I did go to look at his warm-up today, and first of all, it was a very short warm-up. So he did it like for 20 minutes only, so that's not long at all. Then he went for big serves like he just did on the big wide serve. 209, but it was a little bit touching the area and, you know, making some faces and so on.
Was he? That's
yeah, he was.
Okay.
But you could tell that, like the last serve, it was going pretty, pretty fast. So he was making faces, but he seems okay. So let's see how it goes. If the match does go long, we'll see how his body reacts.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will keep an eye on everything. I promise you we'll get back to the Fonseca match. Antoine might be leaving me shortly or now.
It's now.
Okay.
And I need to go to interview my fellow Frenchman, Quentin Alice, but I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay.
So you switch your button. No, that one. Switch your button.
Right
off,
here.
Oh, that one. Yeah, right. So it's just me. Right. Let's... I will bring you Sasha Zverev because he's serving against Thomas Mahatch, a gentleman who's played once before and beaten once before, and that was at the Paris Olympics in 2024. That's a long time ago. You are listening to Radio Rendezvous. If you'd like to keep me company while Antoine's away, unless Stefan wants to pick up the mic, then it's at @radio_RG. That's on Twitter, or it's French Open Radio FFT.fr. We can have plenty of players to hear from, including, you may have heard the story about Alejandro Davidovich Fekina, who said that his coach just upped and left, got on a plane and said goodbye. We've got his press conference for you a little bit later. We'll also be hearing from Elena Rybakina, and we'll get some Novak Djokovic for you. Sasha Zverev, all in navy blue. There's white trim on the bottom of the sleeves. There's white on the shoes with dark socks, dark headband. Thomas Mahatch has got the green outfit you may have seen, the different shades of green, lighter on top, darker below. And obviously he's got the short shorts, because that's what he does. 25 years of age now, 43 in the world. Love to 15, love. Serve down the tee, it's sliced back on the return, the off forehand winner. Well, we talked about Sasha Zverev's back issue. Thomas Mahatch has had a tough time in the last 12 months or so. He's officially retired 6 times in matches. There's been a couple of times this year. There was a retirement in Montpellier, and he handed a walkover to Daniil Medvedev in Rome. So serve down the tee, stretch from Zverev. Zverev's a long way back. That's why Mahatch went for and failed with the drop shot, because the starting position for Sasha Zverev is almost alongside the line judges on Chatry. You know how big the run back is. They are underway in the fifth set with Fonseca Prismic. We will get to that. Mira Andreeva did hold serve first game, second set. Tommy Paul's a set up on Lorenzo Sonego. And Kasparov and Hamed Medvedev, they have been called to court Susan Longland. So there's a lot going on. Lovely to have you with us. Fischel says Zverev tops the list of players who deserve to be a Grand Slam champion. Remember, he was one win away from being world number one when in 2022 in the semi-final he got that season-ending ankle injury against Rafa Nadal here on Philippe Chatrier.
40-30.
Coming out second, Mahatch, in the baseline battles at the moment, but he still has a point to get himself on the board. It's 8:42 in the evening. Antoine, as many members actually of the Radio Roland Garros team juggle other responsibilities, his other one is with Amazon. They have the night session match, so he's in charge of carrying out some interviews, which is what he's gone off to do now. Game point for Mahatch. Kicks the serve up. Backhand, it's the world-class backhand of Zverev. Ooh, who slides to the forehand, frames it, and Mahatch is up and running. Sasha Zverev with an early break. Oh, look, we've had another match come out. They're coming from everywhere. Court 6, Kamila Rakimova and Karolina Mukova. They just keep on coming, the matches today. Oh dear. Xavier Fonseca held serve first game of the fifth. We'll probably head there at the middling part, I would say, to see how that unfolds and pick up on that atmosphere. Mira Andreeva is looking to break Basols Ribeiro in the second game of the second set. Jakub Benčić, if you haven't seen it, try and find on social media. I mean, it was Herculean effort. Starting to cramp, his left leg was completely gone. He got a warning. He lost a first serve. He still couldn't walk properly. And then when he pulled out the winner, huge inside-out forehand, he crumpled to the floor. And then it was a while before he was on his feet because they had to get his body temperature down. Hayley Baptiste off in a wheelchair after she fell on her left leg. Possibly looks like the ankle. Elena Rybakina said in press there were just too many mistakes from her side of the court, and they were the unforced errors were up in the 50s for Rybakina. Yulia Staropseva getting the biggest win of her career. A lot of pointing to the head of Fonseca, a lot of cheering from the crowd. We will head back there in due course. Let's see if Zverev can just extend his lead. So Zverev's clay court season He's done pretty well. 114, lost 4. Semi-final in Monte Carlo, semi-final in Munich. As I say, he spoke to me in Madrid and said there was just some personal issues going on that made Munich difficult. There was also talk of possibly an injection in that back. Madrid, the final, which lasted 58 minutes. Looking to bounce back in Rome, it was around a 16 exit. For Thomas Mahatch, Marrakesh lost to Hodar in his first match. Monte Carlo lost to Sin in round of 16. Barcelona quarterfinals lost to Rublev, but the round before he had a walkover past Alcaraz, who pulled out. First match lost to Kamnor in Madrid. First match, Medvedev gave him a walkover in Rome as he nets on the approach. Zverev came through against Benjamin Bonzi in the first round, and Mahatch came through against Zizou Bergs. If you'd like to keep me company. Oh, Felicity, thank you. Felicity in Cincinnati. Enjoying listening.
Halton Zil.
Thank you, Felicity. Antoine will be coming back. Nigel, love and appreciate your coverage whilst in the car here in the Palm Springs area. Oh, I love the Palm Springs area. Absolutely love it. I think that's my favourite tournament. I shouldn't say that when I'm in another tournament. 30 love, serve out wide. The forehand is placed back in. It's redirected down the line of the forehand from Zverev, who goes drop shot. Here comes Mahatch, who scoops it up. Zverev is there with the volley and wins the point. Thank you to those emailing in to keep me company. We will find out what Konten Alice had to say. I think he faces the winner of this match. I think if I'm right. Unless Antoine was just being polite and he's done a runner. And he might not be back. Mira Andreeva now 2 love up. Serve down the tee. Long from Mahatch. He's got the baseball cap on back to front. And Zverev holds to love. 3-1. German is looking very, very comfortable. I think this is a good matchup for Zverev against Mahatch. And temperature-wise, it's creeping down. Well, they don't have the sun to deal with for a starter. Sort of mid to late 20s still. Yannick Sinner, first match up tomorrow, which is really strange at Roland Garros and Philippe Chatrier to have the world number one as the first match. Really interesting. We saw that though in Rome. We thought he'd be afternoon on the schedule and then Sinner was out. There was a cross-court forehand winner. Sinner popped up at the first match on Centrale and everyone was very surprised, but he got out, they got the job done, then had the rest of the day. So maybe that's the thinking. When it's not too hot, try and get things sorted and then get rested. Love 15, Mahatch serve out wide. He's a long way. I mean, Zverev is so far back. Hits the forehand and nets. Zverev did say at the beginning of the year this was the sort of 2.0 Zverev, the more aggressive Zverev. But as Marcus and Simon were talking about, the default for Zverev is to be very defensive. And at the moment, he is a long way back. Serve down the tee. The backhand's in play through the middle of the court. The backhand cross court. Zverev is still not making any moves to come forward and up the court. Mahatch is on the baseline, going through the centre of the backhand. Then the forehand from Mahatch down the line. Backhand cross court from Zverev. Backhand down the line from Mahatch. Forehand back up the line from Zverev. Backhand down the line from Mahatch. Forehand cross court from Zverev. Squash shot netted from Mahatch. This could actually go very quickly if Zverev keeps playing like this. Andreeva looking for 3 love, having dropped the first set. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 singles matches on court, 2 not quite started yet. Mahatch serving towards the presidential tribune. Serves out wide. The backhand's in play. So Mahatch is on the baseline. Zverev is sort of hanging out with the line judges. Just misses wide. Trots forward to has a look to have a look at the line. They're all looking at the line. They're all pointing at the line. Confirmation it did miss. Oh, lovely. We've got some Jakub Mencik audio to bring you. I think it's going to be very interesting. And some Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, because some of you may have heard by now this chat about the coach who disappeared. So Maric serves down the tee, back through the middle of the court. Forehand, oh dear. Very, very loose. Rob says, I don't get to follow tennis all the time, but I was wondering if you're spending more time with the tennis tournament throughout the year. I am currently, I'm at all of the joint masters and the four grand slams, and then both the tour finals as Mahatch comes to serve a volley. Oh, a lovely cushion volley. Half volley off his shoelaces on the approach to save break point. See, Rob, that's a lot of tennis. Haven't forgotten about João Fonseca and Dino Prismic. They're at one game all. We've got our players to hear from a little bit later. We will find Antoine. He will return. Serve out wide from Mahatch. It's Juice. Picks up the ball. Zverev has to sort of leap forward and hits the mid-court off forehand, but he's having to cover a lot of ground because, again, the majority of the time he's spending with the line judges and then having to scamper forward. So another chance for a double break and a 4-1 lead in this first set with 20 minutes played. And if it continues on in this very straightforward pattern, we will head to court 14. Because it's been very comfortable so far. The serve out wide, the backhand cross court from Zverev is long, it is juice. Antoine is back.
Yeah, I am.
How was he?
He was very happy, obviously.
Yeah, lovely.
So I was with Quentin Alice.
Yeah.
I just made the third round, waiting for his opponent that is going to be the winner of the match between Zverev and Thomas Mahatch.
Mahatch. Yeah, yeah. Mahatch.
And he's very happy, and he was pretty calm, you know, not too excited, and he fits Zverev. Well, he played him earlier this year. He lost only 7-6, 7-6. So okay. He's expecting a big fight between two big servers, and he just want to enjoy himself tonight with his wife and his coaches, and he's gonna think about it tomorrow. But it was. It was just, very happy to, being in the third round of the Grand Slam for him, it's a huge achievement. So, and I have to say I'm friend with him, and so I was very happy for him.
Who did he beat?
He beat another French guy, Hugo Humbert.
Oh, he beat Humbert.
Yeah.
Oh, why doesn't Humbert do well here?
He doesn't like the dirt.
Hmm.
He doesn't like the clay.
He really doesn't like the clay.
No.
Huh. Yeah, that's a really good win for Alice. I think some people tuning in thought you'd ditched the radio and you'd done a runner.
Oh, no.
No. See, I had faith. You're always going to come back.
When I say something, you can count on it.
See, he's here. It's a good smash away from Mahatch. So he's kept it to just the one breaker serve. I'm thinking possibly...
Maybe I know what you're thinking.
Fonseca?
You want to go see how it goes.
This is...
Yeah. This is here.
This
is going
here,
to happen.
And it's quite calm. And at the moment, it's sort of going as we thought it might go. And the sort of, I think...
But
Stefan,
we have a fifth set going on.
I think we
court
might
14.
Go to court 14. I think we need a bit of the Brazilian oomph. See, already we've got the noise. See, already... This is what we wanted. We will keep an eye, I promise, on Sasha Zverev. He's a breakup. He's looking very comfortable despite being a long way back in court. I mean, extremely defensive. That voice is Dino Prismic's coach. And again.
Oh, yeah.
And again, just giving him some kind of, come on, Dino. Because it's a one-set shootout. They're on serve. It's everything to play. It's sort of almost, in these conditions, survival of the fittest by this point.
Fonseca looks good.
Yeah. Prismic looks a little rosy around the cheeks.
And you could tell on that last backhand that he missed. He had trouble, Kuzmic had trouble to move fast on his left.
So love 15, 1-2. Prismic winds himself. That's a very deep serve from Prismic. A high ball sits up. Inside out four and brought down by Prismic. Prismic goes inside out again. Oh, that was great placement.
Prismic insisted going inside out with his forehand behind Joao Fonseca. And it worked pretty well. 15 love. 15 all, sorry.
Tino Prismic from Croatia settles himself. Serve out wide, kicks up. High ball off the return and deep from Fonseca. He plays the backhand through the middle. Down the line goes Prismic. Cross court with the backhand goes Fonseca. Long goes Prismic.
And the Brazilians are going crazy in the crowd.
This Stefani's got us some Rybakina.
No way.
We've got some Menchik. We've got some Alejandro Davidovich Fokina and the missing coach. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard that the guy just blocked him
and just got on a plane and left. And he won the match. That's why I don't understand. He did lose today, though, I should say. Backhand down the line. Forehand flip cross cut. That's a slap again from Fonseca. Yeah. But Prismic defends it. Inside out from the Croatian. The backhand slice floated from... God, the Fonseca, you hear that forehand when he strikes it. Oh, then he goes drop shot. Oh, it's beautiful.
Perfect. And he can get the crowd going with his right hand, touching his head with the... his finger, showing that he's being tough mentally. And he is, because after, like you said, Gigi, slapping two forehands like this cross court, having the ability to change the mindset and have some finesse and do that drop shot, caress the ball right above the net with his backhand. It's just beautiful. And two break points now.
Serve down the tip. Poor old Prismic. Goes back to Fonseca. Side. Then he drops the ball over. Fonseca picks it up. He gets it. Oh my word!
Fonseca.
Yeah. Wow. What a point. I think that will be one of the highlights of the tournament, on such an important point, to be able to hit that 1-2 passing shot after a huge forehand that he was supposed to put away, Prismic. Then he managed to touch that volley, drop shot, but Fonseca ran.
Fonseca, man,
and put the ball away, cross court from Prismic, that was not able to put the ball back in. And a huge celebration to finish this beautiful point.
All the Brazilians have to sit down. they're all down.
And they are being very smart about it, because they're not all together. They're, you know, here and there.
It's like in, a tactical.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to...
Oh, double fault.
They're going to come at it from all sides. So the voice you can hear is Prismic. Yeah. It's not particularly... doesn't sound happy.
It looks like they're fighting with his coach. Getting mad at each other. Can happen sometime. Not sure that being in the middle of the fifth is a good timing, but it's never a good timing when this happens.
I quite like that his coach was kind of giving it back. I quite like, rather than just taking it, looking at his feet, he was kind of like, don't have a go at me, I'm going to have a go at you. Fonseca inside in. Good use of the court.
Yeah. Good wide serve, kick serve. Then I had the whole court to go inside in.
Dino Prismic, he's simmering. He's gulping in the oxygen while simmering. He's sort of, you can feel his kind of frustrations 15-all, 3-1 Fonseca. Served down the tee. Mid-court return.
Perfect. Perfect plus one shot. Inside out. With his huge forehand. Doesn't need to put too much in this one. The court was wide open. Was being very